On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching a high of 28 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Emalahleni up to 25. The legal battle between the city of Johannesburg and informal traders has been postponed to Monday after both parties failed to reach an agreement today. Judge Brad Wanless granted the extension to determine whether the matter will require mediation. Anastasia Mokhobu was there and compiled this report.
After hours of deliberation, Davila Street remains the main sticking point. Traders argue they've operated there for years, while the city maintains it cannot reallocate the space. Mayor Dada Morero says the traders' legal team also rejected a verification process aimed at confirming which ones among them are legitimate.
It's very important to confirm that indeed, whoever is claiming here to have been trading, we need to confirm whether the person is eligible. Is the person a South African citizen? If not, is a asylum seeker?
Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Johannesburg.
And NUMSA has urged companies to consider other options before laying off workers. This follows the announcement by Ford South Africa that it will retrench over 100 workers by December. Pharmaceutical giant Aspen has already laid off over 200 workers this year and plans to retrench another 900. Then we move to the city of Ekurhuleni. Rand water maintenance will disrupt water supply tomorrow. City spokesperson Zweli Dlamini says different areas of the city will be impacted during different times as the work is carried out.
Leondale and Roodekop Industrial, this is from 8 in the morning until Sunday at 8 in the morning. And then on the 2nd, which is Sunday, it will be Predel Extension 11, Eastland Estates and part of Witfontein.
More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Then we move abroad. A new crew took off for China's space station today, including the country's youngest ever astronaut and four lab mice. The Chang'eong space station is crewed by teams of three astronauts. They are exchanged every 6 months, and billions of dollars have been poured into the station in a bid to catch up with the United States and Russia. And finally, Van Morrison's childhood home in East Belfast, North Ireland, is set to be turned into a museum. Now, according to documents lodged with the planning service, the two-bed terraced house has historical significance. Not sure who he is? Let us give you a hint.
We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la la la.
On that note, from me, Marlene Fischer, and the rest of the team, have a good evening.